what he pressed upon my heart tonight. Jeremiah chapter number 9 and verse number 23 and verse number 24 tonight. Jeremiah chapter 9 and verse 23 and 24. The Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord." Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, once again tonight for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you have preserved it to this generation. Thank you, Lord, that you have inspired it to this generation. We give you glory for that. I'm glad we're not looking for the Bible tonight, but we have the Word of God. And I thank you, Lord, for these verses you directed our heart to and the thoughts you have given us in prayer this week. And I pray that you'd help it to be a blessing and a help to our people tonight. And what you do, we'll thank you and we'll give you glory for it. For we ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. I won't go through all the introduction about Jeremiah's ministry, but we understand that Jeremiah is preaching, "Thus saith the Lord." And let me say this, that's the kind of preaching we need. We need some "Thus saith the Lord" kind of preaching. I had a fellow text me Saturday night, one of my good friends. It was 10:30 his time, 9:30 my time. And I know it sounds crazy, but I was in the bed at 9:30 on vacation. I sleep better on vacation anytime I do. I got home last night, slept 4 hours. It was awful. Amen. I'm like, I need to go back to Florida and sleep. And so I was tired, and he texted me. He said, "Give me some examples of some bad preaching that you've heard." I texted him back. I said, "Brother, I'm on vacation. I don't want to think about bad preachers right now. But I could give you a list of some things I've heard. And every one of them I've heard, they've not preached what 'thus saith the Lord.' They preach what they said." Amen. And I'm telling you, that's what I like about Jeremiah. He was a "thus saith the Lord" kind of preacher. Amen. And that, in fact, that's what we ought to be. The Bible said we're to preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but will heap themselves teachers, having itching ears, and will be turned away from the truth, and will be turned unto fables. Amen. That's where we're living at today. But Jeremiah was a man that preached what "thus saith the Lord." You read on the book of Jeremiah, there was one king that looked at Jeremiah and said, "Is there a word from the Lord?" You know what? He knew Jeremiah would have something from God, because all Jeremiah preached was what "thus saith the Lord." Amen. And so Jeremiah is preaching here. He's not preaching his own ideas. He's not preaching what he thinks, but he is preaching what "thus saith the Lord." And the subject of these two verses tonight is around this word "glory." Now, this word "glory" in our text, it means to shine, it means to praise, and it means to boast in. And by way of introduction, in verse number 23, he tells us three things that we are not to glory in. It's all right here in verse 23. Notice he said, "Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom." So first of all, we learn the wise man is not to glory in his wisdom. I wrote down he's not supposed to glory in the perception of his mind. The perception of his mind. In other words, his wisdom. I know a lot. I have a lot of wisdom. I have a lot of knowledge. I have a lot of ability. I'm not trying to be cruel tonight or make light of any situation, but I'm telling you, you can't trust in your own wisdom tonight because God forbid something could happen and you could lose that faculty. You can lose that ability. And you cannot glory in that. You cannot boast in that. I know a lot of people, they boast in their wisdom. They know they're smart. I mean, they know they've got it all together. Everybody else knows they've got it all together. The only problem is they ain't got it all together. Amen. And they glory in that, and they boast in that. And they're proud of who they are. I'm not against you getting an education tonight. I'm not against you trying to become smarter in the field of your labor and your service. But I'm telling you tonight, you don't need to boast in that. You don't need to glory in that. Because everything you've learned, you could forget tomorrow. I mean, God forbid, but old-timers and things of that nature could come in and steal all that wisdom and steal all that knowledge and all that understanding that you have. You could lose that. And the Lord gave a specific warning in this text tonight, that man is not to glory in his wisdom. He's not to glory in his own ability, the perception of his mind. Then secondly, in this verse, we find the mighty man is not to glory in his might. And I wrote down the power of his might. He's not to glory in the perception of his mind, but he is not to glory in the power of his might. You know, some people say, I'm a self-made man. I've got power. I've got ability. I can do this. I can do that. I'm telling you right now, honey, without the breath pumping in your lungs tonight, you couldn't do anything. Without the blood flowing through your veins tonight, you couldn't do anything. I know people, they think they can impress God with their, and I thank God for talent tonight, but I'm telling you, they think they can impress God with their talent or their ability. God is not impressed by no means with any of that. I've seen people get up, and boy, they had all the talent in the world, but they wasn't a touch of God within a million miles of them, amen. Now, sometimes you make a statement like that, you'll think that the only kind of singing God touches is off-key singing, and that's not the case. I have heard God touch talented singing, amen, and I'm glad when he does that. But I'm telling you, I've heard some people, they didn't know what a note was. They didn't know what all that famous, but they knew who God was, amen, and they had a touch on him. If you can't, you don't need a glory in your power, in your ability. I tell you, we ought to never take for granted that we can sing or preach or give a lesson or give a testimony, because if it wasn't for God tonight, I tell you, that job you work, sir, you wouldn't make any money on that job if God didn't put breath in your body and give you strength to do that. It is God that giveth you the ability to make wealth. It is God. You're not a self-made man tonight. You're not a self-made lady tonight. It is God that gave you that ability. Aren't you glad God gave you ability to work, and God gave you a job and ability to provide for your family and to provide a life for your family? There's nothing wrong, man. Thank for that. But you don't need to boast in what you can do and your ability. I'm going to tell you, at the end of the day, we are nothing tonight. Here's what Jesus said in John 15, for without me ye can do nothing. He didn't say you could do a little with any. He said, without me, you can do nothing. You know what nothing is? It's a zero with the rim knocked off. It's absolutely nothing tonight. We can't do anything without him. So we are warned in this text tonight not to glory in the perception of our mind, not to glory in the power of our might. But then he said, let not the rich glory in his riches. We're not to glory in the possessions of our money. I've got all this money. I've got all this wealth. I've got all this riches. I'm telling you tonight, it don't take much for that to change. I mean, it don't take much for that to change at all. You can't trust in money. Solomon said, I believe in the book of Ecclesiastes, that money will take wings and fly away. Especially if you're near a shopping mall. Can I get amen out of that? Especially if you pay a mortgage, amen. Especially if you pay bills, amen. They just, money don't last anymore. I'm just telling you tonight, you can't trust in money. You can't trust in riches. They will fail you every time. But I tell you, there's people tonight, they glory in that. And you ought to think, if you got a good job that pays well, there ain't nothing wrong with thanking God for that. But don't you put your faith in that, and don't put your trust in that. That could be gone tomorrow. You could lose your, I hope you don't, but you can lose all that tomorrow. These are things in this text that the Lord warns we're not to glory in. And is that, ain't that what the world does? They glory in the perception of their mind. We are better thinkers. We don't need the Bible. We don't need church. We are superior to that. That's the same crowd that's killing babies and going and men going in women's bathrooms. That's that crowd that's got so much wisdom, they don't know what bathroom to go in. Tell somebody to help me, amen. That's that crowd. They got all this wisdom. They're so tough killing a baby in a womb. They're so tough. They got all that perception and all that wisdom and all that knowledge. I'm telling you tonight, they were talking, somebody, it may have been Wade, said he turned on the news and was talking about some situation where the government, what was they saying, Wade? Yeah, saying a man could be with child. How dumb can you get? I need to quit asking that, because they keep just raising the bar every time I say that. They're like, if you think that's dumb, wait till you see this. I'm just telling you, that's the crowd. That's the smart crowd. That's the wise crowd. They think a man can have a baby. They think a baby can be aborted, and even after that baby has been delivered, that mother has time to decide whether she wants to keep that baby or not. So exactly what it is. You better not glory in the perception of your mind. Oh, we've got power, we got ability, we're big and bad. America used to think that is big and bad. And all China has to do is snap their fingers and we're done, honey. All they got to do is call for the tab, Russia, any of them. I'm just telling you tonight, we can be brought to our knees in just a moment. You better not trust in possessions of your money. You study out the Great Depression, how one day everybody was rich and doing fine, and the next day everything failed, and there were soup lines and massive financial failure. You better not glory in those things. Sadly, that's what America's done. They've gloried in their universities that deny God, and they've gloried in their universities that teach against things. You realize Yale University and Harvard were started as Christian colleges teaching Bible truth and training preachers for the ministry, but now today they teach that there is not a God, there is no God. They're teaching all that wickedness. I'm telling you, that is what America has come to. They trust in their power and their might, the possessions of their money. I'm going to tell you why you can't glory in these things and boast in these things, because all of these things can be gone in a moment's notice. But in verse 24, the Lord tells us what we ought to glory in. In verse 23, he said, don't you glory in this. But in verse 24, he says, you ought to glory in these things. So for a moment tonight, I want to preach on, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hey, I can't glory in myself tonight. I can't boast in myself tonight. I can't praise the perception of my mind or the power of my might or the possessions of my money. But I'm telling you, there are some things in verse 24 that I can boast in, that I can glory in, that I can shine in. Thank God. Notice six things very quickly. First of all, a personal relationship. Watch what he said in verse 24. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. He said, you want to brag on something? You want to boast on something? You ought to boast on the fact that you know who God is tonight. Hey, honey, I'm telling you tonight, the only thing we have the glory in is the fact we were lost sinners on our way to hell without God. But one day God showed up in our life, and God made a difference in our life, and we were nobody's headed nowhere, but we met Jesus, and now we're somebody headed somewhere, not because we joined the church, not because we got baptized, not because we've been confirmed, all but because we've been to Calvary, and because we met God, and because we've been washed in the blood. I'll tell you tonight, we ought to glory in the fact that we know who God is tonight. I'm not wandering around wondering who God is. I'm not trying to figure out who God is tonight. But as I preach this morning, I'm glad that I know who Jesus is, and I'm glad Jesus knows who I am. They asked him in Matthew 16, whom say ye that I, the Son of Man, am? Some say that are Elias. Some say that are John the Baptist or one of the prophets. But whom say ye that I am? Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter said, I don't know much, but I know you're God. I know you're the Son of God. I'm telling you tonight, you want to boast in something? You want to glory in something tonight? You ought to raise your hand and thank the God of heaven that you know who God is. You could have been born somewhere and never know who God is. You could have been born somewhere where the gospel was not preached. But look where God put you, in the Bible Belt, in this area where the Word of God is propagated and preached. Glory in the fact that you have a personal relationship with God. I'm telling you tonight, in the day and age that we are living in, we are seeing a lot of that. Monitor wasn't working. I don't know if it wasn't plugged in right. I'm getting a little more of it now. Amen. But we ought to glory in the fact that we know who God is tonight, and we know that He is a real God, and He is a righteous God, and He is a holy God. And I'm not looking for Him tonight. I'm not wandering around trying to find the true God tonight, but I know who the true God is tonight. He is Jehovah. He is God. He is Jesus. He is Elohim. He is El Shaddai. He is Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha. He is the Lord tonight. There ain't nobody like Him. I'll tell you, they tried to kick Him out of school, but they ain't kicked Him out of heaven. Amen. They've tried to rewrite Him out of history, but they can't get rid of Calvary. They've tried to get rid of Him out of the churches, but there's still little churches on every corner like this, preaching the Word of God tonight. You know what? You want to glory in something? We can't glory in this building. It could burn up tonight. We can't glory in ourselves. We could fall tomorrow. Oh, but we ought to glory in the fact that we know God. We know God tonight. He said, if you're going to glory, glory in this, that He understandeth and He knoweth me. That little word, understanding, gives the idea to give attention to or to consider. But then that knoweth gives the idea to perceive or to find out. And I thought about this verse. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. In other words, try him out, amen. And I'll say this, I've tried him tonight, and he's faithful and true. There ain't nobody like Jesus tonight. And I want to boast, I want to shine, I want to praise, I want to extol, I want to glory in the fact that I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ tonight. I tell you, joining the church won't get you to heaven. Being baptized won't get you to heaven. But you got to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I don't care who you are, what you've done, where you've been, or where you're going. If you've missed Jesus, you've missed everything. But I'm looking at a crowd tonight, and a lot of you have been saved by the grace of God. And you know God tonight. He's been there in the midnight hour. He's been there when the storm was raging. He's been there when the doctor said there is no hope. But aren't you glad you know who God is tonight? Amen. Somebody said, well, preacher, what about the heathen in these foreign countries that's never heard? I don't mean this wrong tonight. I'm not trying to be disrespectful tonight. I'm not trying to be mean tonight. I got it right there, Brother Rob. I'm not trying to be mean or disrespectful tonight. I'm going to send missionaries over there. I'm going to try to get the gospel to them. But at the same time, I'm going to say, God, I'm glad I'm not waiting on a missionary tonight. I'm glad I'm not waiting on a missionary to bring me the gospel. I'm glad I'm not praying for a missionary to bring me truth. But I'm glad I was raised in church all my life. I heard the gospel at an early age. I've said it before, and I know there ain't nobody here like that. But I hear some of these guys that go out west, and I'm not all of them, but some of them, they'll say it ain't right for all these churches to be in the south and there not be all these churches in the west. It all be the equal the same. Well, I can't do nothing about that but send missionaries over there. But I'm not going to drop my head and shuffle my feet, because God let me born in an area where there was a church on every corner so that I could hear the gospel, so that I could know who Jesus is. I believe everybody ought to know who Jesus is, but you're not going to make me feel bad that I heard about him on my mother's day. Man, when I was just a little boy, I knew who Jesus, man, I was born, and the next Sunday I was in the house of God. I was in church hearing about Jesus and hearing about the Lord, and I'm going to glory in the fact that I know God tonight. A personal relationship. He said, but him that glorieth, let him glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. A personal relationship. But then notice a position of royalty, that I am the Lord. He said, you know, knowing somebody's great, but it's not what you know, it's who you know. And he said, you ought to glory in the fact that you know that I am the Lord. That's capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. He said, I am the Lord. We just don't know a God tonight, but we know the God tonight. I just don't have a Lord tonight, but I'm serving the Lord tonight, amen? And aren't you glad we're not in a false doctrine or a false religion, but we have the truth. We have the truth tonight in that King James Bible. We have it, amen? By the way, we are King James only, amen? There are guys now that are preaching for guys that are non-King James and just dropping all their colors and saying it's all right to come under unity. I ain't preaching for a man that don't use a King James Bible. I ain't preaching with a man that don't use a King James Bible. And a man ain't preaching for me that don't use a King James Bible, amen? Man, if that costs me meetings, I'm busy enough as it is. I ain't got time for that anyway. That's not arrogant, but that's just principle, amen. Either we have truth or we don't have the truth. And we do have the truth tonight. And God said you ought to glory in the fact that you know that I am the Lord. Position of royalty, personal relationship. Look on the verse. Not only that, but then notice a propagated reputation. He said, I am the Lord. Watch it now. With exercise, loving kindness. And that word exercise means to perform, to fashion, to do. That word loving kindness is a very interesting word. Here's what it means. It means goodness and faithfulness. In other words, he said, if you're going to glory in something, don't glory in your mind. Don't glory in your might. Don't glory in your money. But glory in me. Because I'm faithful. And I'm good. And I'm God, and I'm holy, and I'm righteous, and I'm just. Hadn't he been faithful, church? Hadn't he been good? Hadn't he been God? Hadn't he been great? Hey, man, I'll tell you, the other week when we was driving down the Ford, we stopped in Georgia to see my grandma, and Judah was about out of formula. And that's when this whole formula thing started, and we was trying to figure out what to do, and we stopped at two or three stores on the way down and couldn't find nothing. And so we picked up my grandma, and we took her to eat, and there was a Target over there. And I said, I'm going to walk in that Target and see if they have any of Judah's formula. And I walked in there, and this really, I made my mind, I wasn't going to find any. And I said, Lord, it'd be nice just to find find one can of formula. You ain't going to believe when I turned the aisle and looked, there was one can of formula sitting on the shelf, and it happened to be the exact kind my little girl needed. I about shouted in Target, amen. You know what? I found that He was a loving kindness kind of God. He was a faithful God. He was a good God. And I'm telling you what God's done before, He can do some more. I'm telling you, He's faithful tonight. Wasn't He faithful during the storms? Wasn't He faithful during the trials? Wasn't He faithful during your difficulties? You want to glory in something tonight? You glory in the loving kindness, the goodness of God, the faithfulness of God. What a God we got tonight. It's propagated reputation. He said, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Watch that prince. Watch this, numbers in the X. Look at verse 24. With exercises, loving kindness and judgment. That's a principle to rely upon. Somebody said, what do you mean? It means God's going to do right. God's going to do right. No matter how bad it is. No matter what it looks like, God is going to do what's right. God's going to judge right. And then, watch, these two go together. There's a pure righteousness in judgment and righteousness in the earth. God's not just going to do right in heaven, but God's going to do what's right on this earth. God's going to do what's right on this earth. You ever been done wrong? We ain't got enough hands for that, do we? We've all been done wrong, but God ain't done you wrong. And can I encourage you about something tonight? When somebody's done you wrong, don't blame that on God. God didn't do you wrong. You talk to people and say, well, you go to church with me, I got hurt in church. Well, did God hurt you? Well, no. Well, don't take it out on God. God ain't the one that hurt you. God ain't the one that attacked you. God's going to do right. God's always done right. I'm telling you tonight, He will do right. He will take care of you. He will meet that need. He will answer that prayer. He is a right God. He does what that. Excuse me, that principle and the judgment and that pure righteousness and righteousness in the earth. You know, righteousness is one of His attributes. He can't help but do right. You know, God can't do anything wrong. God can't make a mistake. Amen. Sometimes your mom, and when your mom was raising, she might have thought God made a mistake. She was raising you. But God didn't even make a mistake. Amen. He makes no mistakes. The Bible says in Psalm 18, as for the Lord, His way is perfect. Brother John Michael Henderson preached on that. God makes no mistakes. God's just right. God's just holy. I'm telling you, you're going to go through trials in life. You're going to go through storms and difficulties. You're going to wonder, did God do me wrong? Did God do me wrong? Hey, we've all been there before. Why is God doing this to me? Why is this happening to me? I'm trying to live for the Lord. I'm trying to do right. I'm trying to honor the Lord. I'm trying to be faithful. Why is this happening to me? I'm telling you, God does what's right. God does what's right. I've had, you know, people I know that are faithful and serving God. I'll give you an example. When Miss Patty got sick, I prayed this prayer one time. I said, Lord, I got people in my church ain't doing squat for you. Ain't doing squat. Why couldn't something like this happen to them? Why you got to let it happen to somebody that's serving the Lord and active in the church? Now, y'all pray for me now. Y'all pray for me. But don't it seem like the ones that go through the trials are the ones that are actively serving the Lord? You know why? That's who you can trust. He looked at the devil and said, if you consider my servant Job, he said, go ahead. Can God trust you with a trial? Boy, that ain't on here. Can God trust you with a storm? Can He trust you when you lose everything, be like Job, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away? Bless the Lord. And no, Job wasn't perfect. He had his issues. He had his problems just like me and you do. But God trusted him with a trial. And Job said, when he's tried me, I'm going to come forth as gold. Yeah. Job said, I'm coming out of this thing. You ever notice that? I shall come forth. You ever felt like you weren't going to get through? But Job said, I'll tell you, I don't know where the end is, but I'm coming out of this thing. All storms have something in common. They stop. Yeah. Storms don't last forever. God's going to do right by you. Preacher, it looks like the wicked's prospering. You know why it looks like the wicked are prospering? Because they are. It looks like I'm struggling. You know why it looks like you're struggling? Because you are. But it ain't over yet. There's going to be a payday someday. And I'm telling you, I preach about this morning. They may have all the things in the world, but there are some things that money can't buy. I tell you, they're out there tonight spending their money on drugs and alcohol and immorality, looking for peace and looking for hope. Oh, but and I'm not saying everything's perfect in your world tonight, but you're a whole lot better off. Thank God you know where your help is. My help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth tonight. I'm talking about what we ought to glory in. Ought to glory in the fact of a principle, of a personal relationship, a position of royalty, propagate a reputation, a principle to rely upon, pure righteousness. But then, verse 24, and I'm done, there's a pleasant reminder. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. What do you mean these things? Loving kindness, judgment, righteousness. God said, I want to be good to you. And I want to do right by you. And I want to take care of you. I tell you, and you men, and I'm not saying you ladies can't appreciate this, but you men can appreciate this. Don't just make you feel good when you do something for your wife or for your kids, and you just go all out and do something, and something you know they wanted but wouldn't have gotten you. Don't it make you feel good to be good to them? Dax has been wanting an Atlanta Braves shirt. Atlanta Braves, that boy's giving over to the Braves. Praise God. He ain't like some people wear a Dodger hat. You got 3 weeks to repent before we turn you out of the church, all right? But anyway, you know what? I was happy to find him a Braves shirt and buy it for him. He ain't going to wear it but 1 year. He's going to outgrow it. Paid $25 for it, but that's okay. That's okay. Won't be good to him. But aren't you glad? Here's what Jesus said. If you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more? How much more? I tell you, we got a good God tonight. He delights in being good to us. I said this before, and I'm done. The Bible said it's more blessed to give than to receive. Jesus said that. So that tells me, you parents, I know y'all have got to the point. William Lee, I know y'all have got to the point. Michael, if Natalie gets there, you'll get to this point. I still like getting Christmas presents, but Christmas is different now. It's not about this anymore. It's about watching him. It's all about watching them girls, watching Grace, and tear them toys open. I'm tearing them presents open. Me and Grace, she is pregnant. We didn't do anything. We're going to buy all for the kids. And we enjoyed that as much as anything. Now, I'm not saying don't get me a Christmas present. That is not what I'm saying. But I enjoyed giving them. You know, it's more blessed to give than receive. I got blessed. My boys ain't even playing with half the stuff I bought them for Christmas. Yeah, they probably have. But I don't care. I was glad to see them faces when they come out of the room on Christmas morning and say all that stuff. Yeah. Well, if it's more blessed to give than receive for me, and I get a blessing watching my kids open presents, I guess it makes the Lord blessed when he meets that need for us. Oh, yeah. He answers that prayer for us. And he put gas in your, I know gas is expensive, I know it is, but all of you got here. Yeah. So you had money to put gas in the car to get here, didn't you? I know prices went up on everything. But it don't look like none of us are starving to death. It looks like we had food to eat, didn't it? I wonder if every time God blesses us, God says, oh, that makes me so happy. Just to watch the look on their face. Again, and this is all supposition. I know it is. But I can't help but wonder if God watched that look on my face when I saw that can of formula. He said, looky there. Looky there. Made sure he had it. Say, we got a good God tonight. You want to glory in something? Don't glory in the possession, the perception of your mind, the power of your might, the possessions of your money, what you can do. Glory in what you can't do. God's been better to me and to my family than I ever could have been in my family. I heard Brother Dean make this statement one time. He said, God's never given me anything that I asked him for. It's always been better. Think about it. We pray for things, ask God for things. And what does he do? Exceeding abundantly, above all we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So to God be the glory. He's worthy tonight, amen.